Saudi warplanes continue to pound many residential areas like this region of Otan. The extent of atrocities committed by Riyadh during its airstrikes on different cities has raised concerns over a looming humanitarian crisis. Yemen's National Commission for Documenting Saudi Arabia's Human Rights Crimes held a press conference in capital Sana'a to reveal these atrocities. Many radiologists have expressed concerns over the Saudi usage of banned weapons.
We have reports that confirm Saudi Arabia's bombardment of residential areas with banned weapons. Nuclear radiations have been detected in the latest Saudi airstrikes, so what is going on in Yemen is genocide. It amounts to war crimes.
A big rally was also held in front of a private TV station in support of its staff, who were targeting Riyadh's latest attack on Attan.
Yemen will not stand still before the atrocities committed by Saudi Arabia, which has showed its ugly face by targeting residential areas and media outlets.
This comes as Ansar Allah fighters supported by army forces have gained more ground in Marib governorate, one of the last strongholds of Al-Qaeda militants and militia loyal to fugitive former president.
Even though Saudi Arabia is committing atrocities to our people, we have become closer to completely securing our internal front. In case the troublemaking countries decide to continue invasion on our nation, we will defend our country's sovereignty and dignity.
The situation has also led to long queues for basic food accommodation. Many observers say the tight economic ban on Yemen and Saudi Arabia's air raids that mostly target the country's infrastructure and residential areas aim at breaking the will of this nation and amount to war crime. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.